Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like to speak a little on worshiping here this morning. Go to John 4. Verse 7 says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knew the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And then she went on to say, Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I do find that very interesting. we can worship the Lord with our mouths, and yes, there's times when we just need to worship him because we have a difficulty getting started, and then it comes. But the truest worship yet is when it comes from the Spirit, from His Spirit inside of us, worshiping and loving Him through that Spirit. an ongoing worship to the Lord outside of the Spirit is nothing to the Lord. Just like to read here in Matthew 15, 15, 8 and 9. And Jesus complained here. He said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. But their heart is far from me, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men." Yeah, just wanted to encourage us all this morning to spend time with the Lord, spend time in His Word. If we do not know what it means to worship Him in the Spirit, it is not wrong for us to ask Him what that means and to lead us to that, so that we can truly worship Him from our spirit. When we worship Him from our spirit, then our soul can rejoice and release, and our heart being open, it can, through the abundance of what is in the heart, can come right out through our mouth and rejoice. In that way, having lips that worship the Lord is a wonderful would say it can be wonderful music to our Father, whether it comes in speaking, whether it comes in just rejoicing and talking, or whether it comes in singing. It is music to our Father as He receives that kind of worship that comes from the Spirit, unchecked, and through the heart and out of the mouth. Praise the Lord. Let us worship Him this morning and worship Him in the Spirit, and let it overflow from our lives and through our mouths. One thing to consider is the way that we communicate, even in worship. Backing up a little bit, when we communicate, the way I understand, only 7% of what we say is what we communicate. So the Lord is not looking just for our lip service, but He is looking for our whole life to worship Him. Praise the Lord, and we'll all look forward to tomorrow morning again. May the Lord bless you today, and yes, may we worship Him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. Amen.